多久以前没大家平安？
你必须不要。
圣经在讲呢，到末后的日子，少年人跟老年人要做异梦跟异象。
The Bible tells us that in the last days, the old men and the young men will see visions and dream dreams.
最近小弟在想我们这次灵布道会的两个异象。
I've been thinking about the two visions seen by our brothers and sisters during the recent convocation.
同样的异象，不同的人看见。
Two different people saw similar visions.
那个受洗的姐妹看到自己站起来的时候，有红色的光笼罩她的身上。
While a sister was getting baptized, when she was getting up, she saw that she was surrounded by red light.
一个站在岸上的姐妹看到每一个受洗上来的都有这一道红色的光笼在他们的身上。
Another sister saw that there was a red glorious light shining on those who were being baptized.
她同时看到站在岸边的弟兄姐妹，有的也是全身有光，有的却是一半，有的却是三分之一，有的那个光快要消失了。
At the same time, she noticed those people on the shore had various degrees of that glorious light. Some have only a half, some a third, some have their lights almost fading away.
我说不好意思问他，你没有看到我身上的光是什么样子的。
I felt embarrassed to ask, "Have you? What about me? Did you see how much glorious light I have?"
一个姐妹听到这个见证，她也问我说，不晓得她身上是不是那个光有没有充满呢。
After hearing about this vision, another sister also wanted to find out whether she was filled with the glorious light.
我们今天要来谈谈从神生的。
This evening, I'd like to share with you being born of God.
我们受洗信耶稣，圣经上跟我们讲是从神生的。
The Bible tells us that when we are baptized,and believe in Christ, we are born of God.
我们来参考约翰一书第五章第一节。
Please turn to John chapter 5, verse 1.
First John.
First John chapter 5, verse 1.
约翰一书第五章第一节。
First John chapter 5, verse 1.
约翰一书第五章第一节。
First John 5, verse 1.
凡信耶稣是基督的，都是从神而生。凡爱他之人，凡爱他之神的，也必爱从神生的。这边告诉我们说，信耶稣是基督的，是从神生的。
Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God.
信耶稣，我们就要遵守耶稣对我们所说的话。
We truly believe in Jesus, we should follow the commands of our Lord.
耶稣说，为了得永生，人要重生。
The Lord Jesus said that we need to be born again to receive eternal life.
罗马书第六章跟我们讲说，受洗就是跟主以主耶稣同死同埋葬同复活的一种重生的过程。
Romans chapter 6 tells us that baptism is the process in which we die and are buried and are resurrected with Christ.
有的教会说，我们真耶稣教会受洗啊，为了要信耶稣必须要去受洗，这是因着行为来称义。
Some churches claim that the true Jesus Church believes justification by works because we claim that we need to go through baptism to be saved.
然而我们知道受洗这个借着主耶稣宝血洗净，圣经跟我们讲这不是我们的行为，这是神的恩典。
But the Bible tells us that being washed away of our sins through the blood of Christ during baptism is not our good works, but due to God's grace.
就如同以弗所书第一章第五节到第七节跟我们所说的。
As we are told in Ephesians chapter 1,
他说我们今天可以称为神儿子的名分了。
We have been given the sonship.
我们是借着爱子的血得蒙救赎。
Through the blood of the beloved Son.
那么我们的罪可以得赦免，乃是照神丰盛的恩典啊。
And it is by the abundant grace of God that our sins are forgiven.
所以受洗是神的恩惠，不是因着我们的行为。所以我们今天不是因着行为称义，是因着神的恩惠来称义的。
Therefore, baptism is of grace, not of works. We are justified by grace, not by works.
那我小时候一直听到一件事情，传道常常跟我们讲说，这个受洗之后，我们就穿上了一件白色的衣服。
When I was younger, the preachers would tell us that once we are baptized, we will be wearing a white garment.
啊，从来没有听说过受洗之后呢，这个穿了一件红光。
I've never heard people say that we put on a red glorious light after baptism.
这到底怎么一回事呢？
So how do we reconcile this?
我们如果仔细看启示录啊，那些得胜的人，二十四位长老，神都赐白衣给他们穿。
According to Revelation, the 24 elders as well as all those who are saved were given by God a white garment.
但是神同时也在启示录启示我们啊，告诉我们一件事情，请看啊，启示录第八章十四节。
Please turn to Revelation chapter 8, verse 14.
启示录第八章。我们先看罗马书五章七章十四节哈。
Let's read chapter 7 instead, verse 14.
七章十四节。
Chapter 7, verse 14.
我对他说：“我主，你知道。”他向我说：“这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣服洗白净了。”真皮肉主要用啊哦，那些从到患难中出来的人呢？用羔羊的血把衣服洗白净了。
Those who have come out of the great tribulation have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
所以这个我们从受洗上来，不只是那个时候我们啊有耶稣基督的宝血覆盖我们的身上。
So when we're baptized, the blood of Christ covers us.
那么我们在行道的过程当中呢，就好像这些受大患难的一样，也要不断的在用耶稣基督的宝血把我们的衣服洗干净啊。
And in the process of keeping God's word, we will be like those who went through tribulation, and our robes will be made white.
所以我们今天看到那个红光，事实上是有圣经根据的。
Therefore, the glorious light, the red glorious light, is biblical.
是神的宝血在洗净人的衣裳。
It tells us that it is the blood of God that washes our garments.
那这个是从神生的一个印据啊。
And this is a sign of having been born of God.
那我就是想一个问题，那为什么有的人那个光失去了呢？
But why is it that some people have their lights fading away?
原来老约翰跟我们讲啊，从神生的不只是在受洗的那一刹那而已。
But the elder John tells us that being born of God is not a momentary thing that happened at the moment of baptism.
从神生的，从约翰一书我们看到说，它包括了还要有爱心，也要胜过世界，还要不犯罪。
To be born of God, we also need to have love and overcome the world and not sin.
所以今天我们如果站在岸边，我们的光没有被充满的话，也许我们这三点其中没有做到其中的一点。
So if any of us have our lights fading away, then that means we have not perfected one of these three things.
我们来参考约翰一书第四章的第七节。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 4, verse 7.
约翰一书第四章的第七节。
First John chapter 4 verse 7。
348页。约翰一书四章第七节。
Chapter 4 verse 7。
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是由神而生，并且认识神。真皮道说，凡是有爱心的，都是由神而生。
This verse tells us that everyone who loves is born of God.
事实上，约翰是一个爱的使徒，他对爱的道理有很深刻的阐述。
John, being an apostle of love, was able to explain love clearly.
他告诉我们，我们今天之所以能够爱别人的一个动机，是来自于因为主耶稣先爱我们。
He tells us that it is the love of Christ for us that motivates us to love others.
我们来继续读下去第八节。
Verse 8.
约翰一书第四章第八节到第十节。
Chapter 4, verses 8 to 10.
没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。神差他独生子来到世间，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心就在此显明了。第十节，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。十一节，亲爱的 弟兄啊，神既这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。真提到说啊，实在是因为耶稣基督先爱我们，使我们得到激励啊。
It is the love of Christ for us that constrains us.
如果你有一个独生子，
Suppose you have an only son.
你一定很宝贝他。
You must love him very much.
你不可能让他为其他的人来牺牲。
You will not let him sacrifice himself for others.
但是神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
But God loves the world and gave his only begotten son to us.
保罗深深地去思考这句话。
Paul pondered over this statement.
所以他说，谁能够让我跟神的爱来隔绝呢？
And he concluded, who can separate us from the love of God?
我今天能够在各种困难当中都不会跟神的爱的隔绝，因为神的爱一直的激励我。
None of the harsh circumstances around him can ever stop him from loving God.
不止如此，还要按照神的指示来彼此相爱。
Not only should we love God, we need to love one another according to God's command.
感谢主，今天我们在教会里面看到很多弟兄姐妹也被神爱的激励啊，的确是实施很多爱人的事情。
In the church, we see many brothers and sisters who have been motivated by the love of God and loved others.
尤其最近我常常看到我们的青年班呢、的学员为神做了很多的圣工。
Many young people have done much work for God lately.
在圣公，所以我看到他们那些社青班的学员每个礼拜六晚上花了很多的时间在为小朋友上课为举行小朋友的活动。
Yeah, many of those young people who are already working spend a lot of time in San Jose Church to prepare classes for the children.
因为神的爱大大的激励这些青年
Because God's love has greatly compelled them.
那么约翰除了阐明神的爱是我们爱是因为神爱的动机之外呢，他告诉我们爱心，他最主要的是要表现在我们的诚实跟行为上面。
John also tells us that love must be proven through our speech and action.
他举了两个例子
he cited two examples.
我们来参考《约翰一书》第三章14节到18节。
Let's read 1 John chapter 3 verses 14 to 18.
约翰一书第三章十四节到十八节。
1 John 3:14 to 18.
我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得是已经出生入死。没有爱心的乃住在死中。15节。凡恨他弟兄的，就是杀人的。你们晓得凡杀人的，没有永生存在他里面。16节。主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。17节。凡是世上有财物的，看见弟兄穷乏，却塞住怜悯的心，爱神的心怎能存在他里面呢？18节。小子们啊，我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上面，总要在行为和诚实上面。约翰提到说行为，他提到有两个，第一个就是当我们彼此以前有过节的时候呢，我们在相爱上面就要做到彼此再不相恨了。
There are two aspects to practicing love. The first is forgiving one another of our grievances.
我们弟兄姐妹在生活当中呢，有时候会彼此得罪。
In our lives, sometimes we may offend one another.
我们要向前看，不要一直纪念这些事情。
But we should look forward and not remember these things.
其实活在恨当中是很痛苦的。
It is a painful experience to live in hatred.
有了恨，那个地方就是地狱啊。
Wherever there is hate, there that is hell.
因为圣经上讲说，凡恨人的就住在黑暗之中。
The Bible tells us that whoever hates lives in darkness.
那个黑暗跟黑暗的漆黑，我想是差不多的了。跟地狱的漆黑，我想是差不多的了。
Such darkness, I believe, is not much different from the darkness of hell.
那么，这是爱心，还要再包括我们如果有能力的话呢，不要塞住自己怜悯的心，要帮助穷人。
Not only so, if we practice love, we should not withhold our love from those who are needy and help.
我常常觉得我们Pacifica教会有很多在外的留学生。
We have many out of state or foreign students here in Pacifica.
我们要好好的来关怀他们。
We should care for them.
因为这个才是从神生的一种表现。
That is the way we show that we are born of God.
真耶稣教会很多老人家，他们的爱很令我们感动。
There are many senior members in the True Jesus Church that motivate us with their love.
小弟在访问当中，真的 看到我们的老人家一辈子受神的爱，感动很大，所以他们积极的在做爱人的动作。
When I visit some of these members, I notice that many of them have received God's love and they are actively loving others.
有的老人家帮助同龄祷告，一祷告就是三四个小时、四五个小时，甚至祷告都有流泪啊。
Some of them pray for others for 3 to 5 hours and even in tears.
这是从神生的一个表现。
That is the sign that we are born of God.
我们再看另外一个表现啊，《约翰一书》第五章第四节。
Now read the next sign. First John chapter 5 verse 4.
约翰一书第五章第四节。
First John chapter 5 verse 4.
因为凡从神生的，就胜过世界，使我们胜过了世界的，就是我们的信。我们今天如果站在那个岸边，我们的身上没有光，很可能我们没有胜过这个世界。
If the light is no longer upon us, that means perhaps we have not conquered the world.
什么是这个世界呢？
What is the world?
就是世界上的各种你遭遇到的困难，遭遇到的这些没有办法胜过的事情。
It refers to the adversities and challenges that confront us in our lives.
摸起到越生活越久，我们越没有平安跟喜乐。
Oftentimes, we find that we have less and less peace and happiness.
我们工作越久，我们压力越大。
The more we serve God, the more pressured we feel.
我们侍奉越久，越想放弃啊这个侍奉。
The longer we're in the ministry, the more we want to give up.
这个就是被世界战败的一个结果啊。
That is the consequence or the indication that we have been defeated by the world.
有一个工人，他跟他太太这样说。
A worker of God told his wife.
然后他根本没有办法继续做下去了。
He cannot continue serving God.
他太太问他为什么啊？
His wife asked him why.
他说：“你看看哦，在末后的日子啊，大家一定是越来越软弱。”
And he said, in the last days, people will surely become weaker.
离婚的一定越来越多。
There will be more divorces.
犯罪的一定越来越多。
There will be more sin.
一天到晚婚，如果说大家都很软弱，你做一个工人，你是有血有泪的，你要跟他，你的心跟他们一天到晚起起伏伏的，你受得了吗？
As a worker of God, am I able to sustain the ups and downs along with the weaknesses of the members?
太多人没有办法在主里面站立得稳了。
Many people are not able to stand firm in the faith.
当他自己讲完这句话的时候，他也觉得其实上自己也没有办法胜过那个世界。
And having said that to his wife, he also believed that he himself could not overcome the
world. 因为他没有办法靠神的力量来解决他自己的困难呢。
He was not able to overcome the challenges by the power of God.
我们再把这一节看一遍，《约翰一书》第五章的第四节。
Let's read verse 4 again.
最后一句话说：“使我们胜过了世界的，就是我们的信心呢。”
This is the victory that conquers the world, our faith.
所以我们要越困难当中越有信心才对啊。
So the more challenges we have, the more faith we ought to have.
胜了世界的就是我们的信心。
It is our faith that gives us victory.
你知道吗？主耶稣基督可以行走在风浪上面。
The Lord Jesus was able to walk on the strong waves.
风浪代表了人间的各种困难啊。
The storms and the waves symbolize the difficulties in life.
彼得对耶稣基督有信心。
Peter had faith in Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督的应许，他可以走在风浪上面。
Because the Lord had promised him that he could walk on water.
虽然一时失落信心，他拉着耶稣的手，也可以走在风浪上面。
Even though he lost his faith temporarily, he held on to the Lord Jesus and continued walking.
所以我们今天要胜过世界，就是要对主耶稣有绝对的信心呢。
Therefore, the victory over the world is that we must have absolute faith.
其实信心说回来，只是一种观念的转变而已。
Faith is sometimes just a change in your mentality.
信心是一种眼光的打开而已啊。
Faith is a matter of opening your spiritual eyesight.
就好像以利沙的仆人没有办法看到天津天马保火车火马保护他们一样。
Elisha's servants were not able to see the heavenly chariots and horses that surrounded them.
这样子如果没有眼睛被打开，我们永远就是在那边喊说我主我父啊，我们该怎么办呢？我这个情况，我怎么去胜过呢？
If we are like the servant of Elisha, then we will always be overwhelmed by the challenges of life.
可是我觉得信徒的一些信心呢反而比工人更有信心呢。
Sometimes I've noticed that the faith of certain members is even stronger than that of workers.
有一次我去访问一位信徒。
I once visited a church member.
他那个孩子我抱在手上哦，真的觉得好像没有骨头一样。
And I held the son in my hand, the child in my hand, and this child seemed to have no bones.
那个他已经一岁多了哦，他的颈子都没有办法硬起来了。
Even though the child is already a year old, the child is not able to stiffen the neck.
我看到这个情形，我就跟他讲我弟弟的见证。我跟他说，我妈妈小时，我弟弟小时候小麻痹的时候，我妈妈就是求一件事情，让他以后可以走路就好了。
I told this sister about my brother's younger brother's testimony when he was young.
我妈妈的。我的弟弟小时候，我妈妈这样祈求，只要弟弟可以走路就好了。
My brother was afflicted with polio, and my mother prayed to the Lord, asking that as long as the son could walk, that's all she needs.
这个姐妹马上反应了。
The sister responded to me.
她说，其实另外一个亲戚跟我讲哦，她说我们要对主耶稣有100%的信心。她说不只是要求。求一点点好就好，要求完全好啊。
But another relative told me that we need to have 100% faith in God. Not only should we ask for a partial healing, we need to ask for complete healing.
我知道他对神的信念真的很高啊。
She has such strong faith in God.
所以他在患难当中并没有失望啊。
So she was not in despair despite her.
所以我们今天真的胜过世界吗？
Are we able to overcome the world?
如果我们今天考试考坏了。
If we fail our exams,
我们很黑暗，我们的生命很黑暗。
Is our world around us dark?
如果我们今天公司被辞职了，
well, if we are laid off today,
我们今天很沮丧。
Are we in despair?
我们似乎被打败了。
We seem to be defeated.
那么，我们主耶稣在我们心中的地位在哪里呢？
Then where is the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts?
有信心就可以战胜世界，战胜世界的人就是从神生的。
If we have faith, we can overcome the world, and those who overcome the world are born of God.
我们再来参考《约翰一书》第五章十八节。
Let's now read First John chapter 5, verse 18.
约翰一书五章十八节。
First John 5:18.
我们知道，凡从神生的，必不犯罪；从神生的，必保守自己。那恶者也就没有办法害他了。凡从神成生的人呢，他必不犯罪。
Those who are born of God do not sin.
为什么他不犯罪呢？
Why do they not sin?
我们来参考《约翰一书》第三章第八节。
Let's read chapter 3, verse 8.
约翰一书第三章第八节。
Chapter 3, verse 8.
犯罪是属魔鬼的。因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪，神的儿子显现出来，要除灭魔鬼的作为。第九节，凡从神生的就不犯罪，因神的道存在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。这么提到说，一个人由神生的不犯罪，因为神的道在他的心中。
Those who are born of God do not sin because God's word is in them.
约翰说那个犯罪的通通是属魔鬼的，神的道也不在他们心中啊。
Those who sin are of the devil and God's word is not in them.
弟兄姐妹，我们为什么要常常聚会呢？
Why do we need to always attend service?
因为我们借着聚会可以常常把神的道理好像种子一样藏在我们心里。
It's because through service we can implant the word of God like seed into our hearts.
道理好像一面镜子。
The word of God is like a mirror.
我们照了就知道我们哪里做的不对，应该把它洗掉，应该改正。
We can see the shortcomings in the mirror and correct them.
有的人他真的没有在追求神，在追求世界。
There are people who only pursue the world but not God.
你会知道，尤其那些已经犯了罪的人呢，我们要去访问他的时候，他常常拒绝。
Those who have sinned against God often refuse to be visited.
我不是说拒绝访问的通通是犯罪了哈。
But that doesn't mean, of course, I'm not saying that those who don't like to be visited are sinners.
我是说，有很多真正犯罪的人呢，已经犯了死罪的人，他很不希望传道去劝他的，
But my point is that those who have committed sins that lead to death don't like to be visited.
但是有神话语在心中的人，这话语会保守他不犯罪。
But those who have the word of God in them will be kept from sin.
我们在那个地方有很多杂志，其中有一个杂志是圣灵月刊2000年9月份的一个杂志。
There is a Chinese periodical called the Holy Spirit Monthly, and there is an article in the September issue.
那里面有一篇文章叫做“阻碍寻主羊”啊。
And there, this article is titled "The Love of God Sought After the Lamb, the Sheep of God."
他在谈到神的话语怎么样保守他的灵命。
This person shared how God's word kept his spiritual life.
这个人，这个女士，她这个姐妹，她从小信主。
I'm sorry, it was a sister, and this sister was a member from her youth.
但是是信得马马虎虎了。
But she did not take her faith seriously.
是挂名的信徒。
She was only a believer in name.
那长大之后呢，她嫁了一个外邦人。
Later, she was married to an unbeliever.
那她的婆家打麻将，她就打麻将；打桥牌，她就找桥牌；赌博就一起赌博吧。
And whenever the in-laws play mahjong or play gamble, she would join them.
那有一天，她发觉到她先生突然没有回家来睡觉。
One night, she discovered that her husband never came home.
她就跟他大吵一架。
So she got into a fight with him.
两个人从此之后就相敬如冰啊，冰块的冰啊。
And from then on, their relationship became icy cold.
她这个时候常常陷入在很深的痛苦当中，因为跟先生已经失落了和谐的关系。
She was in agony because she was not on good terms with her husband.
常常感到很孤单。 很寂寞，很难过，这样子。
She always felt very lonely and painful.
她常常三更半夜打电话给她朋友，想要得到帮助啊。
Sometimes she would call up her friends in the middle of the night to seek help.
但是她会知道朋友没有办法真正给她帮忙。
But her friends could not offer her any help.
后来她用报复的方法，就是自己也不回家睡觉，或是很晚才回家睡觉。
Later on, she decided to get even, so she would either get home very late or did not even go home to sleep.
但是心中还是没有平安呢。
But she felt no peace.
那么感谢主的安排，突然之间，她有一个以前教会的朋友搬到她附近来。
But thanks to the Lord, there was a friend of hers who moved to a nearby location.
教会的信徒啊。
Oh, it was a church member who moved nearby.
那就带领她一起查经。
And this church member began to lead a Bible study with her.
她说奇怪，以前那个圣经听得很无聊，常常会睡觉。
She was surprised because she used to find Bible studies very boring.
可是发现到现在读圣经那个话语是很甘甜的，越嚼越有味道，而且句句话都是可以安慰她的心呢。
But now she was able to taste the sweetness of every word of God, and the word of God was able to reach her heart.
她才了解原来她目前所遭遇的状况，就如同圣经所说的，就好像一个慈爱的父亲在管教他的儿女一样。
And she realized that the experience she was undergoing was like being disciplined by a loving father.
那有段时间她又陷入低潮，因为她的朋友暂时离开了她。
There was another time when she was going through depression because her friend left her.
那她呢，又刚好带她的婆婆去找她先生，发现到她先生 跟另外一个女生关系非常的暧昧，非常的亲近。对。And
when she looked up her husband, with her in-laws, she found out that the husband already had another woman and was intimately involved.
她才发觉到先生有外遇了。She
realized then that he already had extramarital relations.
可是那个第三者也是很生气的跟她讲说，啊，都是你先生拐我的啦。 我跟你，你先生以前都没有跟我讲他有太太啊。
And this woman said to the sister, "Your husband seduced me. I didn't know that he was already married."
她那一天真的很难过，哭着回家。
So she was tormented, and she went home in tears.
但是，她一直想起圣经上的话，在这个时候。
But at this moment, she kept remembering the word of God.
她想到圣经上说。 那个神会赐人意外的平安呢、啊。
She you remember what the scripture says about the peace from God that surpasses understanding.
神会保守人，他人的心怀意念呢、啊？
How God will keep our hearts.
所以他会知道他在流泪当中，他的心也没有特别的啊，特别的难过、啊，特别的啊啊这种绝望啊。
So when that happened, she felt that despite her tears, she was not hopeless.
他决定要照圣经上的方法，因为圣经上讲说男啊两个人结合不可以分开，他要求神来做他的主来解决他的问题啊。
She decided to abide by the words of the scriptures, which tells us that those who are married should not be separate. So she decided to solve her problem biblically.
有一天晚上，他们三个人要谈判。
One night, the three of them got together to have an ultimatum.
他的先生问他说，当然他女朋友问他说，你到底要怎么样？
And the husband's girlfriend asked the husband, "What are you going to do now?"
他的先生问他的。当着他的女朋友问他的太太说、你到底要怎么样
I'm sorry, the husband、said to the wife in front of the girlfriend, "What are you going to do now?"
那个姐妹讲箴言的一句话
And the sister quoted a word from Proverbs.
她说恨会挑起争端呢爱可以遮掩一切
Hatred、stirs up strife, but love covers a multitude of sins.
我愿意以神的爱来包容我以前所犯的过错也愿意再以神的爱来爱你我愿意能够重新再过我们家的生活
I'm willing to cover up the sins of the past with the love of God and I'm willing to love you and rebuild our family life
感谢主后来他先生选择了这个家庭放弃了这个女朋友、
Thank God the husband chose her and forsook the girlfriend
在这个见证当中我看到神的话语在他的心中如何保守他的灵命如何赐给他坚强
From this article, I could tell how God's word had preserved her spiritual life and strengthened.
凡从神生的就不犯罪。
Those who are born of God do not sin.
因为神的道存在他心里面。
Because God's word abides in them.
我们来再看参考，耶稣第五章。
Let's read 1 John chapter 5.
耶稣第五章十八节。
Verse 18.
我们再把它看仔细一点。五章十八节，我们刚读过了
Let's read this again carefully.
我们知道凡从神生的必不犯罪从神生的必保守自己那二者也就无法害他了真比较说我们不犯罪因为我们能够保守自己啊。
We do not sin because we are able to protect ourselves
真的 我们从神生的人呢我们要懂得怎么样保护自己的灵命
So we need to learn to preserve our own lives
不要把自己的灵命常常暴露在一种很容易被魔鬼攻击的情况之下
We should not expose our souls or spiritual lives to vulnerable situations
我发觉到有些弟兄姐妹又不过儿女的要求让自己的小孩去参加一些相当野性的舞会
I discovered that some church members allow their children to attend wild parties
他们说没有关系啦反正老师也在那里啊这个家长也在那里啊大家都是规规矩矩的、
They say, well, the parents, other parents and teachers are also at the party, so they should behave themselves.
其实小弟觉得这是相当危险的。
But it is a risky business.
当一个人手握着手，腰搂着腰，鼻子对着鼻子呼吸彼此的二氧化碳的时候
，When a boy and a girl hold hands with one another and embrace one another dancing closely
你说他的心到底有没有暴露在情欲的攻击之下呢
Are they not exposed to the attack of lust
如果这样再持续下去你说他们怎么样继续保守在神的爱中呢
If they walk in this manner how can they keep themselves in the love of God
其实真的人的失败都是这样一点一滴累积下去的人的灵性的失败都是这样一点一滴累积下去的
A person stumbles spiritually because of the accumulation of sin over accumulation of temptation
小弟最近接到很多电话
I've received many phone calls recently
都在问我说为什么某某弟兄姐妹某某工人都犯罪了
who inquired about the sins of some church members or even workers
我跟他讲小弟对圣经的了解这个工人大概三分之一失落了信徒大概二分之一失落
I told them that from my understanding of the Bible, a third of the workers of God will be lost, and a half of the believers will be lost.
这是根据那个才干的比喻啊，有三分之一的那个顶一千的他跌倒了嘛，吼，那是工人的比喻。那信徒是反正就是混两边嘛，一边善一边名扬，要不然就是两个一定取一个就对了，就是取二分之一。
This is my observation is based on the parables of the Bible because one of the three servants who were entrusted with talents was reproached by the Lord, and there were two kinds of believers, the sheep and the goats.
那有些信徒在问说，那什么时候才要除名，才叫死罪？
So some people ask me, when does a person deserve excommunication, or when does a person commit quote-unquote mortal sin?
我们教会有除名的制度，是根据保罗的一些话语提到说，有些犯罪的要把他从教会赶出去。
The practice of excommunication in our church is based on the words of Paul to drive out the sexually immoral from the congregation.
我们传统上认为啊，犯奸淫就是致死的罪。
Traditionally, we acknowledge that sexual immorality or adultery is a mortal sin.
那现在我们的处理，像我们的做法，就是小弟自己的看法，就是。当有人犯致死罪的时候呢，教会应该做处理。
I personally believe that when a person has committed sin that leads to death, the church should do something about it.
但是我们要给他一个恩惠的期间。
We need to give him a grace period.
就像有人真的再婚了，结婚之后又再婚了，真的是已经很明显的再婚了。那么教会呢，决定再给他一年的时间，看他愿不愿意回头啊，继续来悔改，来追求神呢。
For example, if a person has divorced and remarries, and the church will allow this person a period of time, say a year, to see if this person is willing to return to God.
但是我跟信徒讲说，其实哈，在地上没有捆绑的，在天上不一定不捆绑啊。
But I tell these believers, those who are not bound on earth does not mean that they are not also.
在地上捆绑的，在天上一定要捆绑。
They are also not bound in heaven. But those who are bound on earth will be bound in heaven.
但是如果说因为那个人在地上被捆绑，他自己又悔改了，以后神要不要继续捆绑他，那我们就不知道了。
But if the person repents, then it is up to God whether he will forgive him.
人天国是努力的人进去的。
The kingdom of heaven is laid hold by those who are forceful.
不是从神生的，他就不会保守自己在神的爱中。
Those who are not born of God do not keep themselves from sin.
所以我们自己要有时候听到一些消息，我们自己真的要提高警觉。天国路真的是不好走。
So when we hear about such things, we need to be careful of ourselves because it is not easy to complete the heavenly journey.
我们再回想自己一下，如果那一天我们真的站在那个洗礼的岸边的时候，
Let's think about ourselves. Suppose on that day we were standing on the shore during baptism.
你觉得你身上的光会有多少个 percent?
How much glorious light do you think would be on you?
我们那天去的很多年轻人呢，
Many young people were among us that day.
我觉得我们的年轻人最容易把自己暴露在危险之中。
I believe it is easy for young people to expose themselves to danger.
我们真的要赶紧回头啊。
So we must turn back quickly.
我们要保守自己。
We must keep ourselves.
我们要懂得学习爱心。
We must learn to love.
我们要胜过世界。
We must overcome the world.
趁着恩期的时间，赶快回到主耶稣的怀抱里面来啊。
While God's grace is still available, we need to return to Him.Immediately.
小弟以前说过，在纽泽西教会有一个小朋友参加灵会的时候，看到类似的见证，看到类似的印象。
I've shared with you how a young brother in New Jersey church saw a similar vision in the convocation.
在祷告室当中呢，突然之间从他的身体里面一直跑出来小小的自己啊，好几个小小的自己。
While he was praying in the prayer room, he saw that out, coming from his body were different individuals of himself.
这个小小的自己是看起来是在喝酒的，这个小小自己是年纪还没有到就偷骑摩托车的，这个小小的自己是 抽烟的，这个小小的自己是说谎话作弊的，这个小小的自己反正就各种坏事就是从他肚子里面跑出来给他自己看到这样子。
One individual would be drunk, for example, another would be cheating or lying, and so he saw many vices in himself.
突然之间有一道红色的光照耀他身上，同样是红色的光。
Then he saw a red glorious light upon his.
这些小小的自己通通被吸到光里面去啊。
And all these little individuals were absorbed into the light.
他那时候觉得他全身的罪通通被主耶稣再一次洗干净了。
At that moment, he felt that all his sins were washed.Away again by the blood of
Christ. 他在那边祷告，痛哭，求神原谅。
So he prayed, weeping bitterly and asking for forgiveness.
他可以继续保守在从神生的行列里面了。
So he was able to keep himself again, among those who are born of God.
我们今天从哪里生呢？
Who are we born of?
我们希望不是从情欲生的。
I hope that we are not born of the flesh.
不是从人意生的。
Nor are we born.
不是从血气生的。
Or born of.
是从神生的。
But be born of God.